The Galapagos Islands are like a biological ark in the eastern Pacific Ocean. There are giant tortoises and swimming iguanas and numerous creatures found nowhere else. It's one of the world's most protected places. But scientists have discovered that dozens of exotic species have invaded the Galapagos underwater. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on this unexpected finding.
Marine biologist James Carlton remembers when he first got to thinking that the Galapagos Islands may not be as pristine as people thought.
On my first visit to the Galapagos, I collected some samples from a boat bottom.
Barnacles, sponges, and other hitchhikers. That was 1987. Carlton didn't know if those creatures he found were native or not, so 4 years ago, he and a team of scientists decided to return and take a closer look.
We didn't know quite what to expect.
What they did know was that on land, there were lots of invasive species, species that are not native to the islands. But in the surrounding ocean, scientists only knew of 5 invaders. Everything else, presumably, was native. When Carlton's team looked underwater, however, they found a horde of invaders.
And now we have 53, which is a rather stunning increase.
Marine biologist Gregory Ruiz says they found exotic species on pilings, docks, and mangrove roots. They hung plastic plates underwater, and all sorts of alien invertebrates latched onto them. At the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center in Maryland, where he works, Ruiz shows me the Invasions Lab. Researchers here track invasive species around the world.
This is an organism that we found in the Galapagos. It's a tunicate.
Also known as a sea squirt, a tiny tube-like animal. He has more invaders in glass bowls filled with alcohol. Barnacles, algae, sea anemones. They're described in the journal Aquatic Invasions. Ruiz says rising tourism in the Galapagos means more boats, docks, and pilings, transportation, and homes for invasives. These organisms aren't just footnotes in a biology text. Zebra mussels invaded the Great Lakes and caused havoc. A tiny parasite called MSX has killed millions of oysters in the Chesapeake Bay on the East Coast. James Carlton, now professor emeritus at Williams College, says tracking invaders helps authorities stem their spread. He expects other tropical areas are heavily invaded as well. And in a protected place like the Galapagos, he says, their presence means something's been lost.
We value a world that we think represents nature before we began altering it, before we began removing species, adding species, and changing the abundance of species.
Even in the Galapagos, that world is disappearing. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.